This is your Wiki News Brief for June 15th, 2005 at 0400 UTC. Our top story at this hour is still the displacement of Rwandan refugees in Burundi. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees is reporting that thousands of Rwandan asylum seekers who fled to neighboring Burundi over the last few months have been forced to return home. Trucks laden with people have been seen leaving the camp, and some people have broken limbs after allegedly jumping to avoid returning to Rwanda. According to a press release, the UNHCR was denied access to the Sangor Transit Center in northern Burundi, making verification difficult. The camp was home to at least 6,000 asylum seekers until last week. The Rwandan and Burundian governments met over the weekend and declared in a joint press release that the asylum seekers were not refugees, but illegal immigrants. The Rwandan asylum seekers began arriving in Burundi in March. Their main concern was the Kakaka courts. However, the UNHCR is also reporting that some asylum seekers said they were fleeing threats, intimidation, persecution, and rumors of revenge and bloodshed. The president of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, has previously called for the asylum seekers to return home, stating that they will not be in danger. Gakaka is not intended to have all the people who appear at Gakaka arrested and put in prison. We want these people to show remorse, and through that they will provide information and will allow people to forgive them and allow them to settle, Kagame said. A Wikinews reporter was in Butare recently talking to the locals. She says that the mood is generally supportive of the courts. People here believe in the Gakaka process. They say that people have fled now because the investigations are reaching their end and people now know that they are going to be exposed in the process. They have heard rumors that may have been circulated by former leaders of the genocide, or there may not have been rumors. They may merely fear the trials, that there will be reprisals and violence, she said. Fear is also experienced by those facing testimonies at the Gakaka trial, the widows and others who will testify against their neighbors. I have been told by several people that high levels of security have been put into place in villages to protect people from revenge attacks for testifying or for being involved, our Wikinews reporter added. There are 8,000 Rwandan asylum seekers in Burundi and nearly 7,000 Burundians in Rwanda, according to the UNHCR. Let's turn now to developing stories from Wikinews. The UK division of eBay announced yesterday that it was removing all listings for sale of tickets for Live 8 from its ebay.co.uk site. While asserting that resale of tickets is not illegal, it stated that it was doing this in response to community pressure. No similar announcements were made for any other of eBay's websites, such as ebay.com, and no particular restrictions on the sales of event tickets with respect to Live 8 are included in eBay's resale policy. And briefly, a major earthquake hit Chile with a 7.9 magnitude strength, according to the Reuters news service. The earthquake caused a major displacement of homes and caused major power outages. So far, there have been 11 dead in the quake and its aftermath. The earthquake could be felt at the south of Peru and Bolivia, but there is not information about victims or damages in these countries. A very small earthquake was also felt in some cities in Brazil, with no damages or victims. And a four-year-old child has died after passing out on a Walt Disney World attraction in Orlando, Florida. The ride Mission Space features 2 Gs of acceleration. While this is not abnormal for rides, several people have complained of nausea from the ride, and airsick bags were installed on the ride itself. A quick look now at the current events page from Wikipedia.org. The Supreme Court of Argentina declares unconstitutional 2 laws that granted immunity to dirty war human rights abusers. And Jacob Zuma, Executive Deputy President of South Africa, is fired for being implicated in a high-profile corruption trial. George Best, the former Manchester United star from Northern Ireland, has been arrested and bailed on suspicion of indecently assaulting a young girl. And finally, a TNS MRBI Irish Times opinion poll predicts that Ireland, previously seen as a certain to vote yes, is likely to vote no instead in its planned referendum on the European Constitution. Only 30% of voters indicated that they would vote for the Constitution, the lowest level in any country in the European Union. Thank you for joining us today. To receive more up-to-date news items as they occur, please visit en.wikinews.org. And be sure to check out our daily full-length audio news program called Audio Wikinews Full Report. I'm Nathan Reed for wikinews.org. Have a great day. If you wish to contact the staff of this broadcast, please send an email to audiowikinews@gmail.com. If you wish to contribute to Wikinews, please call 206-339-WIKI. Wikinews is a nonprofit independent news site run by the nonprofit Wikimedia Foundation.